Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, November 20th. Happy Resurrection Day and happy Thanksgiving meal at Mountain Brook Baptist. If you're listening to this in the morning, get ready for some yummy food provided by the Holy Smokes and the Cooks on a Mission and all the different members of Mountain Brook Baptist. I like how Wayne describes our family meal. It's to be together and not so much to be comfortable, because we're all going to be in that gymnasium and it's going to be loud and hopefully just a lot of kids running around. But it'll be a wonderful day to remember the faithfulness of the Lord in our community. And we thank you even now, God, that we can gather together. In 1 Samuel today, we're in chapter 11, and this is about Saul rescuing the city of Jabesh, and also, I have another title here, Saul confirmed as king. Nahash, the Ammonite, went up and besieged Jabesh Gilead, and all the men of Jabesh said to him, "Make a treaty with us, and we will be subject to you." But Nahash the Ammonite replied, "I will make a treaty with you only on the condition that I gouge out the right eye of every one of you and so bring disgrace on all Israel." The elders of Jabesh said to him, "Give us 7 days so we can send messengers throughout Israel. If no one comes to rescue us, we will surrender to you." When the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul and reported these terms to the people, they all wept aloud. Just then Saul was returning from the fields behind his oxen, and he asked, "What is wrong with everyone? Why are they weeping?" Then they repeated to him what the men of Jabesh had said. When Saul heard their words, the Spirit of God came powerfully upon him, and he burned with anger. He took a pair of oxen, cut them into pieces, and sent the pieces by messengers throughout Israel, proclaiming, "This is what will be done to the oxen of anyone who does not follow Saul and Samuel." Then the terror of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out together as one. When Saul mustered them at Bezek, the men of Israel numbered 300,000, and those of Judah 30,000. They told the messengers who had come, "Say to the men of Jabesh Gilead, 'By the time the sun is hot tomorrow, you will be rescued.'" When the messengers went and reported this to the men of Jabesh, they were elated. They said to the Ammonites, "Tomorrow we will surrender to you, and you can do to us whatever you like." The next day, Saul separated his men into three divisions. During the last watch of the night, they broke into the camp of the Ammonites and slaughtered them until the heat of the day. Those who survived were scattered so that no two of them were left together. The people then said to Samuel, "Who was it that asked, 'Shall Saul reign over us? Turn these men over to us so that we may put them to death.'" But Saul said, "No one will be put to death today, for this day the Lord has rescued Israel." Then Samuel said to the people, "Come, let us go to Gilgal and there renew the kingship." So all the people went to Gilgal and made Saul king in the presence of the Lord. There they sacrificed fellowship offerings before the Lord, and Saul and all the Israelites had a great celebration. Usually when I think back on the Bible, I think back on Saul in negative terms because I know what happens at the end of his life. But today in this reading, I am challenged by what Saul does. He remembers that it is the Lord who has rescued Israel on this day. Look again with me at verse 13. He says, "For this day, the Lord has rescued Israel." And then they go and they sacrifice fellowship offerings before the Lord. And so may we as a people today just thank the Lord for what he has done for us, the ways that he has rescued us. And as we celebrate the Thanksgiving meal, Let us give thanks most fully for our Lord Jesus, the one who has come to be our Redeemer, our Rescuer, our Savior. Okay, on this Thanksgiving meal day, it is appropriate for us to read together Psalm 19. For the choir director, a psalm of David. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. They speak without a word or sound. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth, and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I want to go back to verse 12 again and just ask the Lord to help us, to reveal to us the sin that is in our hearts and to forgive us. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Let us turn now to the New Testament. We continue on in the book of James today. In James chapter 1, verses 19 through 27. As you may remember, the book of James has a lot of pithy statements about our faith and ways that we can grow in Christ's likeness. And my challenge to us today is to take one of the statements from this reading in the book of James and to meditate on it and then to think on it throughout the day and to ask the Lord to help us implement change in our lives. Starting in verse 19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Thank you for listening along. as we read God's word together this week or today, I want to focus in on that passage about being slow to speak and slow to anger and quick to hear. I think it says it like this: quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And just praying that the Lord would help me in those ways. We're going to continue working through the alphabet as we pray together, starting with J. We'll do K and L today. Will you pray with me? May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. For you are a jealous God. You know what is best for us, and you desire that for us. Your jealousy is not human jealousy, as though I want something and covet it from someone else. Yours is a supernatural and a free from sin jealousy that you desire for us, a perfect communion with you. And so we pray that you would work in our midst. You bring joy to us, Lord. The message today in our services is about rejoicing always. And so we pray, Lord, that you would help us to have the joy of the Lord in our hearts. You are the King of Kings, and you are the keeper of our soul. You are kind. You are a lamp and a light. Help us, Lord, to be a light to those around us. May the light of Christ shine in us. We thank you, Lord, that you lead us. You never forsake us. You are always present with us. We pray that your everlasting love would be evident to those in our midst who need a touch from you, who perhaps do not believe in your guiding presence. Lord, help us to be about prayer all throughout the day, knowing that you are listening and you are working in our midst. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.